In honor of Black History Month, UNO hosted Sabrina Fulton, mother of slain teenager Trayvon Martin. The event served to mobilize students, community members, and the nation as a whole to address the problem of racism and inequality in the United States.
We have grown into a society that feels that it's okay to kill people because you don't like them, because they're different. And we have to get back to the basics about respecting one another.
Fulton began the conversation by detailing the one thing no mother wants to go through.
I had to see my son dressed all in white in this casket, nice haircut, looking very, you know, like as if he was going to the prom. That was the absolute worst day of my life.
This occurrence taught her a lesson.
I absolutely had to stand up for my son. I absolutely had to be the voice for my son. So I am Trayvon Martin.
All of this happened 3 years ago when her unarmed 17-year-old son, Trayvon Martin, was killed by George Zimmerman, who was not charged with murder on the basis of the Stand Your Ground law. As a reaction to her son's death and the court's ruling of Zimmerman's innocence, Fulton discussed how she turned her suffering into hope with the creation of the Trayvon Martin Foundation. The Trayvon Martin Foundation helps sponsor families who have lost children to senseless gun violence.
We try to encourage those families. We try to inspire those families because when something like this type of tragedy happens so suddenly, you just don't know where to turn. You just don't know what to do. And so we try to provide that bridge to try to help them just get through one day at a time.
Fulton left the UNO audience with a call to action.
We need to be a part of making those positive changes. We need to be a part of bringing awareness and attention to what's going on. We can no longer pretend it's not happening here in America.
For UNO's MAV Radio, I'm Erin Krause.